It's said that Maria Callas lost her voice when she lost weight dieting. And I was wondering, how does losing weight possibly bring about the loss of one's voice?
Well, I think that to do big roles like Norma and exacting roles like Tosca, you need a certain stamina, a certain, I think it is just a certain sort of bulk. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of athletes, although they're not fat, have a certain muscular and a sizable quality about them. And I think that an opera singer has to have this sort of built-in stamina. I don't think that one should get too fat. And the awkward thing is that opera singers love to eat, and they eat at all the wrong times. They eat for the wrong reasons too, and they have a tendency to become over-fat. I'm too fat, but I think I wouldn't dare to try and lose weight while I'm actually performing. I always tend to go on a sort of self-inflicted cure during my holidays, and I try to eat very sensibly, very regularly, not a lot, and do try and lose weight in the break, but not to any huge extent. I think that I don't know that it's only losing weight that was the problem as far as Callas's voice was concerned.
She was very hard on her voice too.
She did an enormous amount of work. She crammed a phenomenal amount of work into a very short space of time and seldom took real rest. She was always I think she was too good at rehearsing for a producer or for a conductor. And I think that in many ways she may be overtaxed, not only the strength of her voice when she had all that extra weight, but certainly once she reduced, she didn't have that stamina anymore mm-hmm. to stand up to the very rigorous sort of hours that she kept.
Mm-hmm. In your early years at Covent Garden, you appeared with Maria Callas in Norma.
Oh, yes, I did. It was a marvellous experience. I think she was a marvellous example to a young performer, insofar as she was so professional with her whole attitude to preparing a work. And she was a great example, really, to all the artists who were involved with her. And I adored her. I couldn't believe the sound that came out and the way she performed on the stage. I was very lucky to see her at the height of her powers doing not only the Norma but Trovatore, and also I managed to see her do performances of Tosca and of Traviata, and she did do some Aidas as well.
When you are playing a part on the stage, do you emphasize acting or singing more, or is it 50-50?
I don't consider myself a great actress. I think today that the actual presentation of the opera singer on the stage is more important. It is more important that they are able to take direction from a producer. But one shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we are not actors and actresses, we are singers. And I think first, if you go to an opera, you have to think first of the voice, and you have to act as well as you can by colouring the voice mm-hmm. to produce what may not come across from your actual acting ability or possibility, because in something like Norma, it's really like a Greek tragedy rather than a particularly graphic piece on the stage. You have to stand for long periods singing, where you can actually get across in words what you have to say very much quicker. So that it is a 50-50 thing, as much as it can be. But I would like to be a better actress than I am.
Do you learn your roles phonetically, or do you know the languages?
Oh, I learned French for quite a number of years at school. I don't like to speak French. In fact, I speak very badly. Italian, I speak a little better. German, I don't know very well, although I have studied for 3 years, I think. I've studied German, French and Italian, but I wouldn't say that I was very coherent in any of them. I sometimes find words that neither my husband nor I know what they mean, and even when we look them up in a modern dictionary, we're not too sure either, because some of the libretti are written in rather ancient Italian.
Well, what do you do in a case like that, then?
Oh, we usually have friends who can help us out, Italian friends.
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau once said that he enjoyed doing Papageno on records, but he could never do it on stage because he was just too tall for the role. Are there any roles that you've done on record that you think you could not do on stage, or vice versa, for that matter? Given the
limitation? Well, let's face it, I've done a few roles on the stage that maybe I shouldn't have, but that's just too bad. I maybe might do Papageno on record, but I don't think I would ever do it on the stage. We always have a joke about it because I have done the First Lady and the Queen of the Night and Pamina, and I'm always threatening to do Papageno. I don't know. I would never sing Butterfly because I think I'd just look ridiculous. It's not impossible for me to sing it, though it's not advisable. But I wouldn't really do it from a visual point of view, I don't think. I've always adored Bohème, but I haven't done it. And yet I've sung Aida. So, I mean, I think I have more chance of singing Bohème than Aida. But I think it was thought I'd look ridiculous. I wanted to do Constanze at Glyndebourne, and I was told I was too large. So I don't know where I am, really.
You and Marilyn Horne sang together so beautifully in Norma. Do you have plans for another opera together?
Well, of course, we've done Semiramide together. It's not impossible that we will get together in something else. We had hoped to do Stuarda together, but it didn't quite work out. But it's very difficult, you know, and she's singing certain roles that she wants to sing, and I find that I'm booked up for quite a while ahead, so both of us have bookings, I think, for about 3 years. And it's not that easy to find something that is such a smash hit for the two voices, you know.